desire and interest in your prayers as we look into the Word of God. I've written on the board weights, measures, and spiritual protection. I didn't bring my phone up with me. I thought I had it. What time is it this morning? What time is it? Now, that's what my phone says as well. That one looks a little bit more like 11:15. Whose clock is right? Because have you ever noticed sometimes you have different, maybe you have a clock on your stove, there's one in your microwave. Used to, not as many people wear them on their wrist anymore. But we have different watches, different clocks, and sometimes they can look a little bit different, say something a little differently. So the question is, which one's right? I was in someone's house one day, and I guess it taught me I need to be quiet. But it was a family member's, and so I could open up a little bit. But I said, your clock, it was either 5 or 15 minutes off. And the man of the house said, it's right where it needs to be. I think it was set so his wife was normally late, and it was adjusted to help her out a little bit. I would rather know what time it is. I'd rather just know it's right. But which one is right? Because if I say it's 11 o'clock and you say it's 11:15, that we're quite a bit different right there. And if we have a meeting somewhere and say, hey, we're going to meet at 11:30, one of us is going to be late. But who's late and who's early? There is a measure. There is a universal time. It's actually called coordinated universal time, and it is the primary standard globally now to regulate clocks and time. And it has two components to it. They use the International Atomic Time, which is a scale that combines the output of 400 atomic clocks around the world. And it combines that to get a very precise time, and that is coupled with universal time, which is an astronomical or solar time that refers to the Earth's rotation. So the time, and that's where all of our phones, they coordinate somewhere. They go somewhere to get the time, but where do they get the time? It all goes back to this coordinated universal time so we can all be on the same page. We can set our clocks by our phone. So if your microwave's off, if your phone is set to update, this is pretty accurate. This is pretty accurate because it's linked to a source that is correct. But if you link to an incorrect source, we're going to get off. Without a standard this morning, without a fixed point by which to measure, there's no uniformity. There's no uniformity or accuracy. So I'd like us to consider life for just a little bit this morning, because how are we supposed to live? By what standard are we supposed to conduct our lives today? By what measure? What weight will you use? Some of the younger ones may not be familiar, but there's a lot of countries you use weights. If you go to the marketplace, you buy so much maize or so much corn, there's a weight. There's a balance scale, and they put a weight on one side, and they measure out on the other side of the balance. So if you have an incorrect balance, an incorrect weight, you're going to be cheated. You're going to get too much or too little. Little illustration, in a few years ago in Georgia, and I know it's happened around the United States, but there was a gas station. A man went to the gas station, the fuel station filled up, and he got to, I think it was a truck, and he got to 14 gallons. He thought it should be about filled up where it was, because he had a quarter of a tank when he filled up, and he noticed it went up to 16 and went up to 15 gallons and 16 gallons and 17 gallons. And he's driving down the road getting a little perplexed, looking at his gauge. What happened to that? He realized that the place at the gas station that he had gone to had set the measurement of the fuel pump incorrectly on purpose to cheat people. So they were trying to sell more gallons than what they were actually giving you. If you're ever not sure about it, just put in $10 worth. Or 10 gallons worth, $10 worth if you want, or 10 gallons to start with and check the price. Easy way to do it. But he found that they were cheating him because they were using a false measurement. I don't want to get to the end of life and recognize that I have built my life on a false balance, with a false weight. I don't want to get to the end of life and realize I was setting my spiritual clock by the wrong standard. So how are we supposed to know how to live this morning? Over in Proverbs 21, verse 2, very familiar passage, it says, every way of a man is right in what? In his own eyes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Now, Proverbs 16, very similarly, in the 16th chapter of Proverbs, in the 25th verse, it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We're talking about life standard now. What are you going to use to just make your decisions? What weights and measurements are you going to use to determine where you're going to live, who you're going to marry, what job you're going to have, how you're going to live? What are your moral beliefs? What are you going to allow to define the spiritual decisions that you make in your life? Because there are a lot of different weights and measurements out there. Some of them, many of them are incorrect. So every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Does anyone here in any decisions you made recently say, yes, I'm wrong? It takes humility to acknowledge when you're looking in the past. But are you going to make a decision today and to say, I know it's the wrong decision, but I'm going to do it? Now that's foolish. Most of us think we're right, don't we? Do you have a pretty high estimation of your opinion this morning? There's a couple of you do, the rest of you. By what measurement or weight are you using? There is a way that seemeth right. Most of us value our opinion pretty highly, don't we? There's nothing wrong with having opinion. Don't misunderstand me. Because we all have it. God gave us a brain. I have another mess the Lord gave me a long time ago. I haven't preached it yet. And it's just think. God gave you a brain. He wants us to use it. Some people think that when it comes to spiritual things, you just check your brain out. No, God gave us a brain. He wants us to use it logically. But He wants us to use our mind according to a just weight. Well, there is a way that seemeth right. So can we trust our own decisions to please God this morning? Can we trust our own thinking? There is a way that seems right. Will you accept my way for your life this morning if I say, okay, this is what you need to do and how you need, and you say, why? And I say, because I said so. And I'm convinced I'm my opinion. Are you willing to stake your eternal soul on my opinion this morning? Is there anybody that's willing to stake your soul on my opinion? Because I'm not willing to stake it on yours. I'll just tell you. You're just looking at me. But I'll tell you, I am not willing this morning to stake my soul on your opinion. I'm not willing to do it. Because what the scripture teaches me, there's a way that seems right, but the result is it's not right. So I don't want to use a false balance this morning. I want to use a false weight, a false measurement. I want something that's going to work. There is a fixed standard this morning that God has given to us by which to measure our lives. In Psalms 119, 105, and this is basic and fundamental this morning, but I believe that sometimes there's too many people that are losing sight of this. Psalm 119, 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's the word. This morning, the word of God, this written word, and without putting too fine a point on it, the Bible is an expression of God's word. Because we can burn this and God's word still exists. Whenever man touches something, there's problems. So there's some translation issues. Are there translation problems in our Bible sometimes? Yes, there are. But the word, this is an expression of God's eternal word, and it is a fixed standard by which we can measure our life. So when I study and I find what the word says, and my thinking is different than that, which way am I going to follow? Am I going to go my opinion, or am I going to accept the word of God? This is a fixed standard this morning. So when we have decisions and choices to make, how am I supposed to live my life? I want to encourage us to get into the Word of God. What does the Word say? We can come together and sometimes we have our Bible discussions, right? We call it a Bible discussion because if it's not founded in the Word, what's it worth? All of the hot button issues that exist among religious people and that can exist among the saints sometimes. And people can have discussions. Well, is this right or is that right? What does the Bible say? That's my question. What does the Bible say? And we say, but my grandma said, am I going to base my eternal soul on your grandma? I can't. I've got to come back. I appreciate your grandma. You understand my point? I appreciate the wonderful spiritual heritage that we have this morning, but I'm not going to base my life on it because what if it's wrong? What if it's a false weight? What if it's a false measure? So that means as we examine and look at those in the past, those that have given us a wonderful heritage, we always have to go back to what the Word of God says. Recently, someone was very interested in some of the old spiritual books that have been written. Books that were written 140 years ago. Is that my weight? Is that our standard as a people this morning, something that a minister wrote 140 years ago? Is it? I will learn by it. I will profit by it, but I will not stake my life on it. I will stake my life on the Word of God. And when someone says, but they said this, I want to go and say, but what does the Bible say? You say, but the Lord blessed them. That's wonderful. I will learn from that. I will be challenged by that. I will study that. But when it comes down to the standards for my life, I've got to get back to something that's fixed. Because if I came and I told you all it is, and now it's 11:28, and I said it's 11:26, everybody needs to set their clock, it's 11:26, and everybody adjusted their clock and took off automatic updates off your phone, we would come to service here and we could all have a coordinated time, right? We could all agree it's 11:26, but guess what? We're all wrong. But we're in the church of God. We've come together. We're spiritual people. And we all say it's 26, so it has to be. No, it doesn't. What if we're all wrong? I can't get away then in living my life in saying, well, my mom and dad taught me this. I appreciate what they taught me. But I came to an age that I was going to have to start making some decisions myself. I remember in elementary school for a while, people say, why do you do that? Well, my mom and dad won't let me, or my mom and dad, this is the way. And then you grow up just a little bit and says, well, my church says. But does that matter to you when you meet and have the spiritual discussions with people and you get into theological issues and they say, but my church says, do you really care what their church says? I mean, is that a fair question? Do you really care what the church down the road says? I relatively don't. So why should they care what my church says? What makes a difference? What is our weight? What measurement are we? I care what is said right here, but only as it aligns with the Word of God. And so then when we come and we say, well, my church says, we need to grow up spiritually, saints. We're going to need to grow up that what we do is more than just a good standard or a good tradition or what mom and dad did. That I'm going to go all the way to a weight and a measurement that is fixed and whole that I can base my life on it. And it was good for the last generation. It's good for me and it's good for my children. The world comes and goes. Ideas change. I could point out some specifics of things that have changed through the years among God's people. And that's life because we're people. But there's something that hasn't changed, and that's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. That is our measure of truth. That is the fixed standard. The scripture over in 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There are many different religions and churches this morning. There are many fellowships, and they are very different. But there is one word. There's one Bible. There's one Spirit. And at the judgment, we're not going to be weighed by my opinion. When we stand before God, we're not going to be weighed by, but my dad said, well, Lord, I thought, well, Lord, my church, we're going to be weighed by the Word of God that He has given to us and illuminated our hearts and minds by His Spirit. That's what we're going to be weighed on. I heard someone yesterday saying, it was a minister from another group, and he said, I don't know. He said, I'm mad. I don't know if I'm mad or if I'm in the Spirit. I thought, wow. He didn't know if he was mad or in the Spirit, and then he tried to say he was in the Spirit. But do you realize that it's going to take us getting beyond emotion and feeling? We cannot base our decisions based on our emotions. That's why it's not wise when you've had a traumatic event in life. You've had a death, you've had relationship problems, you've had big financial upheavals. It's not a good time to be making major decisions. Because the danger is you will be making a decision based on your feelings and emotions and feelings change. And that's why it's good to just wait till things settle back down to make a clear, wise decision that it's not based on our changing emotions and feelings. Wait, can we apply this practically this morning? In the decisions we're making on weight's measurement, see, I put in spiritual protection because a correct weight is our spiritual protection. A correct weight, a correct measure is a spiritual protection for us. But if we use a false weight, a false measurement, something that changes from time to time, we're going to get in trouble. And this is why the Scripture says so many places in the New Testament, it talks about not being deceived. It means that the enemy is working to cause us to be deceived, that I can really believe and think I'm right. I'm right in my opinion. I'm right in what I'm doing. The Lord would rather have us come back this morning to His Word and say, Lord, what does the Word say? And you know, we have to adjust sometimes. Sometimes things go on for a period of time and we get stuck in this rut that we think we know even what the Bible says. And then we go back and start studying again and realize that the Lord has some adjustments to our thinking. This is the right standard this morning. This is what's not changing. This is worth placing your soul and placing your soul at stake on this measure right here. I was at the gas station recently in Nixa, and there was a truck from the state. I don't know if you all have seen them. They drive around in this county as well. You've seen them? And I looked, and you know what was on the side of the truck? This lady had her pump. It was a lady, and she had, there's a bunch of big things on the back of her truck, and she was pumping gas into them. And I looked at the sign on her truck, and it was weights, measures, and consumer protection. Now you wonder where that title came from. Weights, measures, and consumer protection. And she travels around and checks on fuel stations in these surrounding counties to be sure that you are getting what you pay for. She had a correct measure. She had a correct measure. And the Lord started talking to me about the measurements in our lives. What are you basing your opinions on? The I want to's? The I don't want to's? I don't think? Is your thinking the correct measure? Let's see what the Word says. Something fixed, something Christ, and I'll just refer to it. We brought a little bit of this out a few weeks ago, but over in Ephesians 4:13 says, till we come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Christ is our measure this morning. The Word became flesh. There are some people that say, let's not talk about doctrine. Let's just preach Jesus. The good news is that doctrine came from Jesus. You can't separate the Word from Christ because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And this written Word is an expression of Christ Himself. So we can't start separating that, say, I just preach Jesus. If I'm going to just preach Jesus, I'm going to preach the Word, because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, this is our measure, till we measure to the fullness of Christ. So in our lives, very practically this morning, when we say, what do I do? What is pleasing to God? It's fine to look in the past to see where God has blessed. Learn from that. Look at the cloud of witnesses. I've seen people make certain decisions, and others are saying, oh, they're spiritual and they're doing that, it's okay. It's like, just wait and see what happens. You watch them a little while and you see them spiritually crash. It's like, okay, I want to learn from that. I want to learn from that. So we should learn by observation. We should learn by the fruit of people's lives and the outcomes. But ultimately, we need to get back to the Word of God. This is the standard of faith. This is what's fixed. This is our measure, and this is our spiritual protection. So if you come to service and I start preaching something that's contrary to this, you have a responsibility, don't you? Brother Michael, we love you, but you're preaching a false measure. It's a false weight, Brother Michael. We want to make it to heaven. We want some spiritual protection. Our protection is in the Word of God this morning. This is our protection. The Spirit of the Lord will come and lead us in all truth. We're at different places in our journey. The Lord knows where we are. The Holy Spirit will guide us. He will direct us. He will lead us in all truth. And that's our protection, lest we be deceived this morning. The scripture, there's a lot of scriptures that deal with this, but over in Proverbs 11, verse 1, it says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. In other words, something that's accurate, something that's fair, correct, versus diverse weights, an incorrect balance. A just weight and balance are the Lord's, and all the weights of the bag are His work. I remember in high school, actually we learned it younger than that. But those of you that have taken science classes, there is a certain way to handle weights. We had our balances, and we're learning to be very careful, because you know the oils of your hands can change the weights. So we had little tongs that we would use to pick up the weights so we would not touch them lest we affect the true measure. And we would use those in measuring things out. You don't touch them with your hands lest you contaminate the weight. And through wear and tear, you end up changing it. And pretty soon, you don't have a fixed standard. This morning, do you realize there are many people that have been handling the Word of God improperly? They've been using the Word of God to justify or to defend themselves, incorporating their own thinking, rather than coming with open heart saying, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible teach? We need to be very careful how we handle the Word of God, folks. Mention, I believe it was to the maybe in Sunday school this morning or somewhere, do you realize we don't just take one passage of Scripture and build a whole doctrine on one Scripture? We believe in the unanimity of faith. That means that all the Scriptures work together. So if there's a Scripture that teaches something and it seems to be contradictory, I've got to go back and measure it to the basic, simple teachings of Christ, especially in prophecy. There's all kinds of wild teaching on prophecy and things in Revelation. But when you begin to take the simplicity of Christ's teaching and use that as your measure, the prophecies begin to make sense when used with what we know. So we need to be very careful how we handle the Word of God this morning. I don't want to contaminate it. I don't want to get it mixed up. There are so many news reports. Yesterday when the news came out that President Trump had been shot, there were some news reports that went out that were not correct. And it was because sometimes it comes because people don't have all the facts. Sometimes it comes because someone has an agenda. There's one news organization that has, they call it the no spin zone. In other words, we're not spinning it, we're just giving it to you just like. But you know, you have to be really careful about that. Because you can listen to two different news organizations and they're giving very different information, and both of them they're saying, we're just giving the facts. So which facts are you wanting to listen to? What facts are you going to use to determine the outcome of your soul? That's what we're concerned about. So when people get involved, facts get obscured with emotions and feelings and agendas really quickly. It's like I spoke with someone the other day. It's like a carpenter sees every problem to be solved with a hammer and nails. A mechanic will look to solve every problem with a wrench. And so every problem, they just see it through their own paradigm. Do you realize we need to be really careful about our personal paradigms this morning? Some of us have paradigm paralysis. We're not looking outside because we have this tunnel vision of what I think. And the Lord wants us to start coming with open heart. Lord, I want to know your word. I want to know what you say that I can fix my life on something that's true and something that's right. We can spin things in our life this morning to make us feel better about ourselves. We can spin things this morning. We can justify things and say, well, I did that because you did this, or they did that, or my parents did this, or the church did that, or, well, that church says this and this one this, so I've kind of merged the two and kind of found this balance in my life. How do you know that's right? Let's get back in the Word of God. I hope we haven't left it. But let's get in the Word of God. What does the Bible say? And when I come, regardless, and this happens in relationships. You realize if you have a personal problem with someone, you have your opinion, right? Am I the only one? You have a disagreement with someone. Who's right? It's a disagreement because you think you're right and they think they're right. I could have said she thinks she's right and I think I'm right, right? That's my wife. Have we ever disagreed on something? How are we supposed to handle things like that? I had a reason why I did what I did. What is, when I measure my life to something that's fixed, or my words kind and gentle, am I being forgiving? The Bible that's something fixed. Am I being forgiving? Am I being long-suffering? Am I willing to think more of my wife than I do of myself? Do you not start seeing how this has a practical application in how we start dealing with issues of life? What does the Bible say? People say, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Do we really not know what to do? Let's go back to a true fixed weight and measure, and you will find in it spiritual protection. I trust we've gotten hold of the message this morning. One last scripture before we close in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Because, see, I made you all aware of the time, right? When I started, it was 11:16. Okay, it's 11:44 now. We dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. In other words, we can come together and we can make ourselves the standard of excellence. You understand what I'm saying? We can do it. I've seen families do this. They think they are the most spiritual and they measure everybody by their own standards. That's not how I want to base my life on. It's not the right attitude. That's self-righteousness. I don't want to do that. It's not wise for us to justify ourselves or to condemn ourselves based on what other people are doing. It's not wise. We need to come back to a just weight this morning, a just measure. Pride is when we start having a higher opinion of ourselves than is warranted. Folks, our ways aren't going to get us to heaven. And the sooner we can just openly acknowledge that, the sooner we're going to start seeking for a true measurement. Something that's fixed and something that is just. So how are we going to live in our relationships this morning? May I encourage you to be guided by the Word. When you say you don't know what to do, what does the Bible say? Let's be as the Bereans. Don't take my word for it. Search out the Scripture. What does the Bible say? What does the Word of the Lord say? The Word and the Spirit will lead us safely this morning as we let the Word and the Spirit have right of way in our life. And I will just say it's for our spiritual protection. It's not to make life difficult. It's for our benefit if we will start basing how we our relationship with God and our relationship with each other. Let's use the Word of God and adapt to it. Let's not adjust this. Two people have told me recently, and I haven't verified it. They said that the Chinese government is writing a Bible. See, I better be careful about saying across the pulpit when I haven't personally verified it. It's hearsay. But they said the Chinese government is actually writing a Bible for the people in China, but they are putting in government issues within their writings. So they're putting issues, so there's this allegiance to the government as if that was God's word. I don't want to adjust the Word of God to fit me for the things that I think, but I want to change my life that I could be in the image that the Lord wants to bring us to. May the Lord bless you all. Amen.